Report, no NFL teams called Kaepernick about a job. By Dylan Gwynn on September 7, 2020. The flurry of reports from a few months ago about NFL teams having interest in signing the league's original anthem protester appear to have been one giant virtue signal. According to a source to Pro Football Talk, no one has contacted Colin Kaepernick's agents about signing their client to an NFL contract. Per a source with knowledge of the situation, there was some fake interest expressed immediately after Floyd's death. Seemingly out of guilt, Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio writes. There has been zero interest expressed as to Kaepernick in months. At one point along the way, NFL media reported that teams had contacted friends and associates of Kaepernick, and that they would be contacting his agent when they get to the point where they're confident enough that they think they can work out a contract. So either they never got to the point of confidence that they can work out a contract, or it was all just more bullshit. Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio gets very emotional when it comes to Colin Kaepernick. Still, the truth is there's likely as little interest from Kaepernick in the NFL as there is from the NFL in Kaepernick. Right now, Colin Kaepernick lives a charmed life of the occasional speaking engagement, running a social justice camp for kids, tweeting something insane on the 4th of July, and filming the occasional video for Nike. His compensation for all of this? A star deal with Nike. Some outlets put Kaepernick's deal to be north of $5 million per year. So why would he have any interest in getting blasted by 310-pound defensive linemen and heightening his risks of contracting COVID-19? If he's concerned about those kinds of things, to make $12,000 a week on some backup quarterback contract. It makes no sense. There's only one group of people in America who want to see Colin Kaepernick play football, the media. They want the story and they want the images of this rebellious cast-off returning in full glory to assume his rightful place playing the most high-profile position in the league that shunned him. The reality is, Kaepernick has already conquered the NFL. He used his last season to inject the league with a fatal poison that revealed its moral weakness and faux patriotism. Then, after lighting that match, he walked away and watched the American sports version of Rome burn. Kaepernick won enough games as an athlete to know what victory looks like, and he's seeing it now. Why risk tearing an ACL, just to give Mike Florio a headline?